Hello, friends. This is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway Global Methodist Church. This is number 6 in our 7 Days of Christmas podcast. Merry Christmas. It is coming, year 2022, and we are looking at 7 named characters in the Bible stories of Jesus' birth. And of course, we have had Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, Mary and Joseph, obviously, the family of Jesus, and then Herod, of course, whose villainy, mars what is a beautiful story. And now, of course, we maybe hit a part where you're perhaps less familiar, because Simeon, the one we're talking about today, comes up, frankly, 7 days after Jesus was born, and isn't part of the family at all. And, well, let us hear what it is he is all about. In Luke chapter 2, verse 22, "And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses," this is speaking about Mary and Joseph, "they brought him to Jerusalem to present Jesus to the Lord," the child Jesus, "as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons." So in other words, you took the child to present him to the Lord, saying he is the firstborn. The Lord has a rightful claim upon all the firstborn, but each of the children may be redeemed before the Lord. And if you don't have a gift of even a lamb, you can have what was bought for a couple of cents, a dove to offer, a pair of doves to offer. So one's indication of the economic status of the Holy Family is they had to give the cheapest offering to redeem that son of theirs. And so this was just following after the law of God. They're careful. Mary and Joseph are righteous people. But now we meet Simeon. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you may let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.' And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that will be spoken against. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts might be revealed.'" And that is where Simeon exits the scene. He has no more lines. Luke will take the story soon to the childhood of Jesus and his sojourn in the temple after he deals with Anna, who is the subject of our 7th and last podcast. But let us look at the character of Simeon for a minute. Righteous and devout, and someone who had the Holy Spirit is on him. He is walking with God and is open to the work of God in his life to such an extent, but also the ability of to have the Holy Spirit upon you and to have a word of prophecy that such that God has revealed to me that I will not die until I see the Lord's Christ. You know, those are the words he's given. This is a gift from God. And Simeon would be the first one to say, well, it doesn't come to my credit. It isn't that there were never any righteous people in Jerusalem before me. It's just what God has done in my life. And he says, so it is said to him that he was not going to die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. So here's a man who spends time in the temple waiting and looking for what God is going to do. And also, he would be one who is part of that sense in Matthew and Luke that the world has been waiting. The Jews have been waiting. The wise men have been looking at the prophecies of Daniel and the signs in the sky. And now suddenly people are saying, it is now time. If anything, there was an idea that after the book of Malachi and that prophet had finished his work, that there had been no true prophet and no word from God in any way, the scripture canon was closed, that even for prayers it seemed like the skies were brass, and suddenly there's Simeon shouting in the temple saying, "Oh, I can die now, this is the Lord's Christ." There's wise men running around, there's shepherds going crazy on the hills, and there's Herod all upset, and all this because we're to see that God is now finally at work. And he is doing his promised redemption, his kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand because the king has been born and he is with Israel. Simeon would have been part of that, that those who knew him would say, well, this is what that man said. And of course, when someone has a private revelation from God or says they do, you're not required to believe that. Simeon is his revelation that God gave to him that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. Turns out to be absolutely true in a key moment in the story of the birth of Christ, and thus it is recorded in Scripture. But no doubt people said, well, we'll see what God does with that message that Simeon says he got. But Simeon not only has proclaimed it, has made it clear, he's saying, you know, if you're waiting for the Messiah, your wait is nearly at end. How long do you think I can live? And so now he comes up and takes him in his arms and blesses God. So he also has that gift from God to know that this is the one. Many a child has been brought into the temple. Many a child, one after another, has been brought in to do for him what the law of Moses required. And the child of great people who they brought perhaps a lavish sacrifice to be given to redeem that firstborn and the child of this poor couple. But Simeon knows. This isn't something now that we can look at and say, well, I want to be like Simeon, so I guess if God tells me something, I better believe it. And when God shows me something, I guess I'll know what I'm seeing. That doesn't give us a lot to work with, does it? But let's look at Simeon as an old man. And as we look at this, the thing we know about him is that, well, apparently he's going to die pretty soon. Every indication is that he's quite the old guy. You know, he will not see death. Death's icy hand pursues him. His feet are upon the dark mountains. But he's not going to die until he sees the Lord's Christ. But, well, what is the deduction now that he has seen the Lord's Christ? That he goes away to die. We might look at Simeon and say, well, how sad for that. You know, why could he not be one to witness the boy Jesus entering the temple at age 13 and astounding the elders with his learning, or to live that next 30 years and see Jesus come out and preach the Sermon on the Mount and lay his hands upon the sick and heal them all. We might be sad for Simeon that I guess now his story ends. But is it a sad thing? You see, Simeon stands for so many of us that understand the onset of age, that could say with Zechariah and Elizabeth that we are stricken in years. And if you don't feel the onset of age, and if you don't say that you are stricken in years or any such thing, let me assure you that time will march on and you will understand that. But Simeon, rather than it being a sad thing, his life is given meaning because it is caught up in a larger story. His part of the story ends, as all of our parts of the story will end. And they're going to end in the grave, unless the Lord ceases to tarry and comes to take us all home. But Simeon, his passing is not sad because he's part of the larger story of what God is doing. In him, as he holds the Lord's Messiah, and we're ready to turn the pages and hear how the gospel unfolds and how the salvation that rescues us from sin and death will take root and give hope to people. Simeon, though he is departing and his eyes will not see it, his eyes have seen enough. Because all of us, my friends, are part of the larger story that God is doing. None of us are the star players. It is seen in the Bible. The main character in the Old Testament is God. The main character in the New Testament is Jesus. Even characters such as Peter and Paul come and go. John has his revelation, and then John's time is done. But we are part of the larger story that God is doing because we are indeed our creatures of God. And as creatures of God, we can recognize the end point that God gives to this life that we live physically right now. But bless God, we also understand that by the declaration of the creed, we believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Simeon is one whose praises continue in heaven. Simeon is one who can now declare, "Do you see what God did in my life?" And bless God that I was able to proclaim him before my friends and those who knew me. So, my friend, wherever you are in life, to understand you're part of what God is doing in this world. You can be a willing part. You can be one who is receptive, one who is responsive. And or you can resist God, but don't waste your time. Do understand that Simeon, even when he sees his life, it's near to end, has a blessing for God and a thanks for letting him to be part of it all. So this has been podcast number 6, as we look at the 7 days of Christmas, the 7 named people in the Bible stories. And I just urge you to have one more to go if you've been listening straight through. Number 7, as we look for the prophetess Anna. This has been Pastor Harley Wheeler with Broadway Global Methodist Church, and be blessed.